Hello there, Reverend Steve Morris here. Thank you so much for listening today. This is Sunday the 22nd of November, and the reading today is Matthew 25, beginning at verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all his holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king will answer and say to them, "Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." Then he will also say to those on the left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, you did not visit me." Then they also will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister you?" Then he will answer them, saying, "Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. My word, friends, aren't we in a very interesting season of readings? I'll go through in detail, but it seems to me the most important thing that jumps out is that it's the sins of omission that we need to watch out for. The not doing things when we could have done things, the not saying things when we could have said things to make things right. And again, I think a bit like last week, that is about courage, because sometimes it's difficult to do such things. It's difficult to be the people that stand up, the people that do the stuff that other people don't want to do. It's difficult, and it's so much easier if we don't do it. Sometimes we just think, you know what, someone else will sweep up that mess. But I suppose what comes through is, in the end, it's us. It's down to us, brothers and sisters, down to us to do the visiting, the clothing of people who are poor, the looking after people who are lonely, whose hearts are broken, the people who are thirsty. There's always a dynamic, isn't there, in the faith between kind of salvation faith and action faith. I mean, I think the two absolutely go together. But it's easy to somehow see the kind of doing part of the faith as social work. I've heard that said on many occasions, you know, stick to being saved. Don't get out there and do stuff. But it seems to me you can't very easily have one without the other, because if you just have that kind of ecstatic moment of being saved and nothing changes, then what did it mean? Was it simply just a psychological blip? In the reading, I always feel a bit sorry for the goats. I don't know if it's just me. I like goats. They're cheeky, I mean, things. They don't seem to have much respect for other people or your food or whatever else you're with them. I like goats. But I think it's just an image that's used. The point is that God notices. God notices what we do. That's not to make us feel bad about ourselves. It's to encourage us. You know, our life is the record written, and it includes the ups and downs and the difficult periods. They're all part of it. But when we could act, the question is, I think, did we? What did we do to make the world better for those less fortunate than ourselves? I always think that people who especially at the moment, who are working right in the front line are doing just that. You know, your doctors and nurses and people working in transport and teachers. There are so many people. In a sense, that's the kind of risky, difficult, committed service to other people that really, really does make a great difference. The intriguing thing here is this reading is for today, which is Christ the King. And there are lots of different images of Christ. Christ, our counsellor, our king, our friend, all kinds of different things. But I think maybe the king one is the one that I wonder about the most. I think I could deal with many of the pictures of Jesus, but I know I'd be very shy around the king. I certainly wouldn't push myself forward, and I might feel a bit embarrassed or gauche. I don't know, that's just me. But we've got to look at what kind of king this is. This is the king, and we find it here, who one day, he says, that he was in the period, the place of suffering, where he needed the help of strangers, the help of others. This is really some kind of king, isn't it? Not a king of privilege, not a king of just inheriting something. This is a king who walked the walk and continues to talk the talk. It encourages me. It encourages me deeply to do something with my life, whatever time I have left. I want us to be the people who are there. And indeed, you know, I do think that we are. One of the most memorable experiences of my life was when that awful Grenfell Tower fire happened. I was one of the early chaplains on the scene. And I was it was the most extraordinarily difficult time for those firefighters, but I couldn't help but notice the number of people who had just came out and just tried to do something, wanted to be the people that helped. And as I was walking back to the station after my shift, I came across, I'm sure he was a homeless man, he was certainly very, very poor, and he brought with him his sleeping bag. And he said to me, "Oh, hello, Father." And I said, "Hello." And he said, "Look," he said, "this is my sleeping bag." He said, "But the people there need it more than I do." I mean, this is a man that had brought all that he had and was trying to make life better. I think that's the picture. That's what the sheep are like rather than the goats. And my prayer, my deep and abiding prayer, is that through this period and beyond, that's what the church is going to be like. Amen. Father, help us to be the people who heal the hearts of the brokenhearted, who are there for those who are poor and poor in spirit, who are able to use all that you give us to make this world a much, much better place. Amen.